You're listening to the Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. And today we're talking about a very important subject. We are talking about parenting and children. Now, this is not a subject that I'm an expert in, so we're bringing in a great woman named Rosalind Sadaka. She is a divorce parenting coach, and we're going to speak together about some of the key considerations that, as a parent, things you should think about as you go through the divorce process that ensures that your children will thrive not only during the divorce, but long afterwards, and they won't end up in a resentful situation as many kids do. She's going to go through some very important mistakes to avoid and some key questions that you should ask yourself if you are a parent and you are considering or going through divorce. This is an episode you do not want to miss. So without any further ado, here's my interview with Rosalind. Today I have with me Rosalind Sadaka, the founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network. Rosalind, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be with you today, Sean.
So, Rosalind, why don't you give us a little bit of background about your story and your divorce story in particular, and especially how you broke the news to your son, and then also how you came up with a book out of that process.
Yes, it was quite a process. I was married for many, many years and started being unhappily married and put off getting a divorce for many years, feeling very guilty, and I didn't want to harm my son. And finally, I saw that he was showing signs that he was being affected by the conflict at home and that he was living with two unhappy parents. And finally, I made a decision that I had to get a divorce. And I spent weeks and weeks of sleepless nights trying to figure out how to break the divorce news to my son, who loved both of his parents, and I knew it was going to be very traumatic for him. And finally, one night at 4 a.m, I came up with an idea, and I used that idea, and it really was very effective. And I created a storybook concept, putting pictures of family experiences, events, vacations, holidays in a storybook, in a photo album. And then I created the text around it, and my background is in writing, so that part was easy for me. And I talked to my son about the fact that mom and dad have not been getting along for a while, and he was aware of the tension at home, and that life is going to be better for everyone in the family if mom and dad move into two separate homes. And I shared 6 key messages every child needs to hear at that time, and put it into the storybook format, and it was so effective, I made a mental note to myself that it's something I should share with others. But I moved ahead in co-parenting my son and raised him to an adult, and it wasn't until one day in his early 20s, he came to me and he said, "You know, Ma, you and Dad did a really, really good job with the divorce and everything, and I want to thank you because most of my friends whose parents divorced are either really angry at their parents or hate them about the entire experience and are very depressed about what happened to them." And Sean, I let out just a sigh of relief and I said to myself, this is the time for me to move ahead and share what I've learned. And that's when I founded the Child-Centered Divorce Network for Parents. And I wrote my signature book, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? Create a Storybook Guide for Parenting Your Children with Love. And that became the foundation for the work that I did, and I became a divorce and parenting coach, and that's what I'm recognized for on 5 continents around the world.
That's great. So how can people get access to the book, and what's in there today?
Well, the book is a digital book that you download with fill-in-the-blank age-appropriate templates, so you customize the storybook with little information about your family and your children, so it's very personal. And then the rest of the text is written for me in the age-appropriate template, and it shares 6 key messages, and one is, this is not your fault, which is very important for children of all ages to understand. The second point is, you are and always will be safe. children feel very insecure when divorce is happening, and you want to reassure them that they're safe and protected. And the third message is mom and dad will always be your parents. You don't want your children to think that somehow they're losing mom or dad in the process of divorce, that the parents will always be their parents. The fourth message is mom and dad will always love you. And they need to hear that, because there's a fear that if mom and dad once loved each other and are now divorced, maybe they'll divorce me. And you don't want your children to be coping with those kinds of anxieties and stresses. The fifth message is this is about change, not about blame. So parents never point the finger and tell the children it's all about your father because he drinks too much, or your mother had an affair, or all of those ugly adult things that we just don't talk to our children about. And the sixth message is things will work out okay. And then we have to step up as parents and make sure they do work out okay, that we create a smooth transition and a positive, cooperative, co-parenting experience. And that book can be found at my website, childcenteredivorce.com. Childcenteredivorce.com has the book, as well as lots of other resources on all facets of divorce and parenting.
We'll make sure to include a link to that in the show notes of this episode, because it's a great resource for people to check out. And when you think about divorce and children, can you tell us a little bit about the court process? Is that the ideal route, or what is in an ideal scenario as far as the children are involved to handle a divorce and to keep the family as intact as possible?
That's a great question. And it's very important that parents understand the court is not your ally in a divorce. As a matter of fact, I highly believe that divorce should not even be part of the legal system. It should be part of the mental health system, because the legal system is about winners and losers. And in divorce, there's no winners or losers. What you want to do is find a fair and equitable way of both parents moving on so that they can co-parent their children in the most effective, loving, cooperative way. And when you start with an acrimonious, contentious divorce where both parents are leaving the divorce process hating each other more than when they even started, how can they then move into co-parenting? Because co-parenting is a lifelong process. You're co-parenting not for a year or two. You're co-parenting for the rest of your life. Even when your children are grown, you're still parenting them. And so it's very important to learn how to cooperate and parent in the most effective way with your co-parents. And that is best done by using mediation or a collaborative divorce, or doing as much as you can before you get into the legal system. So you could create a parenting plan agreements and other agreements about how you're going to work the division of parenting before you even talk to lawyers. The more you cooperate with one another and you plan for your family, the more the outcome will adapt to the reality of what your family needs, what's best for your children, what's best for you and your former spouse. And then you could be more cooperative and helpful with one another as you deal with the normal challenges that come with any kind of parenting. We have to remember that parenting is not a smooth, easy ride. There's stressors in day-to-day in all facets of being a parent. And the more you could stay as close to the way things were, the better it is for your children in many, many cases. So avoiding the court to make decisions about the outcome of your case is really in the best interest of your children in most cases.
No, I think that's helpful advice. And what are some of the mistakes that you see that are common that parents make with their children during and after the divorce process?
You know, I always say it's not divorce that harms children, but it's how parents create the divorce and how they move through the divorce. And so these are all mistakes that can be avoided, and if they're avoided, give your children a much better outcome. The first and most serious of all is fighting around the children anywhere, even if you're talking on the phone in another room. Studies have shown that it does the most damage to children emotionally and psychologically to hear their parents in conflict. So keep your conflict separate from the children, and the children will have a much better and easier transition through and after the divorce. Another serious mistake is burdening your children with the blame and reminding them that this is not in any way their fault. Children naturally will feel, maybe if I got better grades in school, or maybe if I behaved better, then mom and dad wouldn't be fighting. And it's very easy for them to do that. And there's no truth in the fact it's never the children's fault. Even if you're fighting about the children, these are adult issues. Equally important, mistake number three is bad-mouthing your ex to the kids. And I know it's very tempting, especially if you're angry at your ex, to call them names or to talk disparagingly about them and try to align the children to your side. But what happens is it not only confuses them, but it makes your children feel guilty for loving their other parent. And children naturally love both parents. And so you don't want to alienate your children and try to put down the other parent as much as you may feel that they deserve to be put down. Children shouldn't be involved in that kind of conflict because it hurts them. It hurts them in lasting ways that can last a lifetime for them. You also don't want to turn your children into confidants because it's a form of parental alienation when you start talking to little Susie or little Johnny about their mom or dad and sharing adult secrets. When we share adult secrets with children, we rob them of their childhood, and they'll never get that back again. Suddenly, they're aware of things that children their age should never be aware of, even teenagers. It's hard enough for adults to unravel the complexities of a divorce. Children and teens don't have the mental capacity to understand it completely and to emotionally distance themselves from the heartbreak of it all. And so you're doing them a disservice to turn them into confidants. You also don't want to be asking your children to choose sides or to become messengers for you. Tell dad that I can't be there at 4 o'clock, I'll be there at 5 instead. That's not your child's place. There are online scheduling tools that you can use that will do the job for you. One free online scheduling tool is Moiety, Moiety.com. And that Moiety.com is an online tool that puts all the information you need for co-parenting in one place so that parents can know about changes and can communicate with one another. And it allows the children to live their lives without having to be your messengers. And you also never want to let your children be your spies. When you start asking children, who did daddy see last night and what did you have for dinner and all those questions, sometimes they're innocent, but sometimes they move into making your children feel uncomfortable as if they're spying on their own parent and they feel guilty and they don't know which side to protect. And it creates emotional and psychological havoc. And when your children are negatively affected by the divorce, you see it in behavior problems, you see it in regressing and suddenly going back to having sleeping problems or bedwetting or acting less mature, or they turn into bullies and they become more aggressive and they have behavior problems at school and they can't get along with others. So all of these issues are related to the fact that the parents didn't handle the divorce in the best possible way. And fortunately, they can be coached into learning the best decisions, the best options, and the best skills for cooperatively co-parenting to give your children the very best opportunity for a happy childhood ahead.
And so, Rosalind, from the list that you just provided, fighting around the children, blame, bad-mouthing an ex, I think all of us, if not from personal experience or know someone who is certainly guilty of some of these behaviors. It's so common to hear all the time. So if someone is listening to this and, you know, they know that they might have done this or their ex has done this or soon to be ex has done this, what do you do? How do you advise they move forward to make this process a little bit better?
Well, that's a great question, too. And what you want to do is remember that you're a role model for your children, and whatever you say and do, they are watching and learning from. So your behavior is important, and it's never too late to undo mistakes you've made. We've all make mistakes. It's how you approach it. So the first thing to do is own it. Acknowledge the fact that you made a decision that was maybe hurtful to your child because you were trying to get back at your ex and hurt them, and you didn't realize the consequences for your children. So apologize to your child. Sit down at their eye level and say, you know, mommy or daddy made a mistake in telling you not to do this or talking badly about dad or whatever the situation is, and say, that wasn't a smart thing for me to do, and I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I hurt you, and I will never say that again. Or, children are very forgiving. They will understand. It's also very mature to be able to apologize to your ex and say, you know, I made a mistake in doing this, and I want to make an agreement that we will never do that to one another again. The more responsibly and maturely we react to our former spouses, the easier it is for them to take the high road and step up and do the right thing too. When we both start pulling at each other and picking at each other and putting one another on the defensive, that's when you get into a downward cycle that gets uglier and uglier. And your children deserve better than that. There's nothing more hurtful than attending a wedding or a graduation where mom and dad can't be in the same room at the same time for an hour or two, putting the children in that awkward situation of having to figure out what to do with two immature parents who are divorced and never got over it. So our kids deserve better, and we can do that. So we can take the high road and remember that as role models, we always have choices and options to show our children. And that reminds me that there are many questions we can ask ourselves as parents before, during, and after the divorce process that is very helpful for us.
Yeah, that's a great segue. So if we were to step back a little bit and are in an unhappy marriage and are trying to navigate and figure out, could be several years before they actually file for divorce, but what are the things that the top few things that parents should think about before they embark on the potentially the divorce process?
Well, the most important question you could ask yourself is, do I love my children more than I hate or dislike my ex? Do I love my children more than I hate my ex? And if you answer that question and understand that the love for your children has to come first, then you'll be making smarter, wiser, more responsible, and mature decisions every step of the way. If you're letting your hatred or anxiety or fear of your former spouse get in the way of your decisions, then you're going to go down the road that is not going to be in your child's best interest. And it's putting your ego first, and that's never wise for a parent. Another very important question to ask yourself is, would I make the same parenting decisions on this particular issue if we were still married? So in other words, as co-parents, life is going to progress and you're going to have issues coming up, discipline issues, school issues, holiday issues, health issues. Children have things that happen. And if you could stop and say, would we be doing this the same way if we were still married? Or am I purposely choosing a different option, a different path because we're divorced and I want to get back at my ex? Then you're going off course and you're not doing what's best for your children. Considering keeping consistent with the parenting that you've always done before is going to keep you on the path that's best for your children. And that's something that you and your co-parent can talk about. And one other very important question to ask yourself is, what will our children say about how we handled our divorce when they are grown adults? It's very hard when you have a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old or even a 15-year-old to imagine that they're going to be in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Grown adults, and hold you accountable for what you did, the decisions you made, the actions you took as a parent to them. But they will. And a lot of adult children of divorce are very angry at their parents. There are books filled with case studies about this. So if you ask yourself, what are my children going to say to me when they're grown about how the decisions I made and how we handled this divorce, it's going to keep you on the right track. It's going to keep you making the sounder, saner, more responsible decisions that you want. Again, reminding yourself that your children watch everything you do and you're a role model for them. What kind of a role model do you want to be in showing them how you handle challenges at difficult times in your life? So questions like this are very, very valuable in helping you take the high road, which is what I always suggest.
I think that's great advice. And why don't you just one more time tell us, you mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but tell us what your son ultimately said about your divorce.
Yes. My son wrote the foreword to my book, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? And I was very proud and honored. He was in his early 20s when he did that. And of course, he was very upset about the divorce, as all children are. But what he discovered by having his mom and dad co-parent in a way where we were always there for all the happy occasions in life and his sports teams and the special occasions and the graduations and right up through his marriage, it made him feel safe and secure. And so he felt that the divorce actually wasn't a negative in his life, and he saw both his mother and father remarry happily with new spouses who were there by our sides at these happy occasions. We're just an extended family. And that was a positive for him. So he knows that you can get through difficult life challenges. And he was 11 at the time of the divorce. You can get through difficult life challenges if you have the support of parents who are really thinking about your children's emotional and psychological needs and well-being all the way through the process. And fortunately, today there are so many resources to help parents. There's no excuse for creating havoc in your children's lives.
That's great. So for people who want to learn more about the resources that you provide and to get some further information, what's the best ways to reach you?
Okay, well, you can find me at childcenteredivorce.com. That's centered with an ED at the end, childcenteredivorce.com. And there I have a free ebook for all of your listeners on post-divorce parenting success strategies for getting it right. So if you just enter your email address, you could instantly download the free ebook, and it's filled with advice and tips and information to help you avoid the pitfalls and make wiser decisions. I also have a number of courses and programs that are all digital. One is an audio co-parenting course with a workbook. So you could listen to the audio programs and then use the workbook and get guided step by step through effective co-parenting. And as another alternative, I have a print book, which is an ebook that can be downloaded and take you step by step through co-parenting strategies, tips, communication skills, and the effects of divorce on children of different ages, so people can understand all the dynamics that they're facing and move through divorce in the most positive possible way for your family. And remember that your children will thank you in the end. We also have lots of other resources at childcenteredivorce.com. There's tons of articles, advice, blogs, audio interviews with experts around the world, and tips and resources. So everything you need can be found at that one place, and that'll make life so much easier for you before, during, and long after the divorce. And just to let you know, I am available for telephone or Skype coaching anywhere around the world. So for personal one-on-one consulting and help with specific issues, if it's related to the divorce and parenting equation, then I can do the coaching and help you create what I call a child-centered divorce.
That's excellent. Rosalind, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll be sure to include links to all of your various resources in the show notes and on our website.
Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate that.
Rosalind has lots of great advice and resources for the parents who are out there, and I know there are many of you listening as you go through the divorce process to really minimize the impact of divorce on your children. And I will have links to all of those in the show notes. So if you're on your phone and you're listening to this, you just look at your phone, scroll down, you will see links to all of the resources that Rosalind mentioned in this episode. And also, before you go, I want to make sure there's some other resources you don't miss. You should visit our website at divorceandyourmoney.com. And the first thing you do is make sure you join the community and sign up for the newsletter. I provide information direct to your inbox that you will not find anywhere else. The second thing you should do is consider getting my book. It's Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. It is available on Amazon, and it walks you through all of the key information and consideration that you need to go through as you think about your divorce. And it is super easy to read. It's a quick read. It's not very expensive, and it will save you a lot of time and money down the line. And then the third thing is, some of you need one-on-one coaching, and it doesn't matter where you are in the United States. I can provide help to you, especially if you have a bigger financial consideration that you want to deal with. It's relatively easy to do. It's efficient. And we can speak by phone, in person, online, and talk about the issues that are relevant to your divorce. And the sooner you do that in your process, the more time and money you will save. And finally, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. And if you can, leave a review. On iTunes, you click the reviews button and leave a 5-star review, which helps other people discover this information. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and certified divorce financial analyst. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, a dream that I can see, and all the awesome things that great people we can be. Or maybe by the music or the songs that I sing, I'll change.